Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah Asar being learned B'schos Asar Basra Chol Shishi B'zecher Defined Rezivu Kagon Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Gimel tells us Hineach Banim Gedalim Uketanim. A man died and he left over sons, some Gedalim, some Ketanim, meaning some above and some below Bar Mitzvah. And he Shbichu Gedalim Sanachasim. The Gedalim, the older ones, they were Mashbiach the property. They caused it to profit and grow more valuable. Now this is not talking about where they took money out of their own pocket to help it grow in value. They simply took money from the estate, hired workers, invested and did something, so now all the property is more valuable. In such a case, Shbichu Le'emtza, everything is divided equally in the middle, and the older kids can't claim, well, we put in all the energy and effort, so we want to take that extra value. They can't say that. However, Im Amru, if they had said before they started this whole process of trying to invest in the property, Re'u Mashiniach Lanu Abba, see what our father left over for us, Harei Anu Oisim Va'eichlin, we want to invest in the property and we want to be able to benefit from that. Hishbichu Le'atzman, so then the Shevach, all this gain, goes just to them, and the other brothers, the Ketanim, do not get to divide it along with them. And similarly, if a woman improved the Nechasim, everything's in the middle. Now we know that usually a wife does not inherit her husband, as we had learned earlier in the Masechta. This happens to be referring to a unique case, and there's multiple different ways how it could be. One example is found in the Bar Tanura, where a man married his niece and he died without children, and that means that his Yerusha goes to his brother. Now if his brother's not alive, that would mean it goes to his brother's children, and if his brother only had girls, that means it would be divided by all of his nieces and his wife. So in this case, his wife is a Yairesh, and she improved the Nechasim, everything's in the middle. However, Amra, if she had said beforehand, Ru'u Mashiniach Li Bali, see what my husband left over for me, Ariani Oisav Aicheles, I want to invest in it, do work, and be able to benefit from that myself, so then, Hishbichel Atzma, all the gain goes to her. On to Mishnah Dalad with another din regarding the father's estate. Ha'achin Ashutvin Shenafal Echon Mehen Lumanus, brothers who are partners, meaning they're partners in their father's estate, they hadn't yet divided it, and one of them fell into Umanus. Umanus means he was hired by the king, by the government, to do a particular job. Nafal Emtza, that goes to the middle, meaning all the schar, all the gain, all the benefit, all the money that he's paid by doing this job for the government, it's a very well-paying job, that goes to the middle. And this is talking about where he was hired to be a tax collector, and anything over the base amount goes to him. The base amount goes to the king, the rest goes to him. This is very profitable. And the reason why he does not get to keep it for himself is because the reason why he was picked is due to the fact that he's from this family. It has nothing to do with him, it has to do with the fact that he came from this family, and it was this family's turn to be the tax collectors, so he's just a representative of the estate. Now, if it happens to be that he was particularly smart, sharp, wise, funny, witty, whatever it is, and that's why he was picked, nothing to do with his family, so then he gets to keep all the money for himself. Another din, Chalav and Nisrape, let's say one of the brothers got sick and he had to heal himself, Nisrape Mishal Atzmai, he has to pay for that healing with his own money, he can't take money from the estate. Now, the continuation of the Mishnah discusses a very unique minig that they had back in the day, which is called Shushvinus. We have two friends, we'll call them Beryl and Shmerel, and Beryl goes to Shmerel's chasna, brings him a lot of gifts, maybe brings him some food for the chasna, rejoices with him, spends some time, sings and dances, and does all the good things that you do at chasnas. When Beryl gets married, Shmerel has to do the same exact thing for him, and actually, Beryl can bring him to Bezdin and demand that he does so. So this is considered a real financial hischaivus, a real monetary obligation that Beryl and Shmerel have to each other, this Shushvinus idea. So the Mishnah tells us, we have brothers that their father did Shushvinus when they were alive. For example, we have brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and when their father was alive, he sent Reuven with Shushvinus, with these gifts, to somebody's chasana. And then, chaza Shushvinus. The Shushvinus is coming back. Reuven's getting married, and so this fellow is now repaying the gifts, but it's after the father already died, chazer l'emsa, everything goes back to the middle. The brothers are going to divide these gifts equally, because when Reuven was sent by his father, this was just a shlichas of the father, it was like the father was rejoicing, and so the chivul chasan was to repay the father, not to repay Reuven specifically, and therefore, when Reuven's getting married, and now that person is repaying those gifts, it goes to the estate and not to Reuven privately. And this is because, as we mentioned, Shashushvinus Nigvis Bezdin. This concept of Shushvinus, these presents, could be collected in Bezdin, and therefore it's considered a halva, a loan that the father is owed, and therefore goes back to the estate, not to Reuven. Aval, however, Hashalech Chaveri Kadayan Vikadi Shemen, if a person sends jugs or pitchers of wine or oil, and that's the chasana present in Nigvim Bezdin, that can't be collected in Bezdin, that's not considered Shushvinus. That's just chesed. This is not the classic Shushvinus. It's really just sending a nice gift with a note and doesn't fall under the title of Shushvinus, which could be demanded in Bezdin and is considered a halva, is considered a loan. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.